and gentlemen, here is the latest bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News, Toronto, Canada. Professor Morse of Macmillan University reports observing a total of 3 explosions on the planet Mars between the hours of 7:45 p.m. and 9:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Listen, please. Do you hear it? The curious humming sound that seems to come from inside the object. I'll move the microphone nearer. Here. Now, we're not more than 25 feet away. Can you hear it now?
And the thing is, there are no cameras installed in the white neighborhood, but we have 5-6 cameras in the black neighborhood. So the black neighborhood is being watched.
Los Angeles, California, 1939. A missionary organization called Gospel Recordings is founded to make audio recordings of Bible stories in every language on earth. The goal is to transmit the word unchanged, to spread one message across the world. Thank you.
One such concrete application has already been realized. The chip is used to recognize sounds, since it can literally do that with the same accuracy as we do.
So we've used these brain-based models as to develop acoustic recognizers. So we train them in the same way that your brain learns to recognize a particular sound. And one of the first sounds that we've developed is one for gunshot recognition. It's a model of how hippocampal neurons communicate with one another. That's all it is, biology.
Weeks ago, the Israeli army used a new non-lethal weapon to disperse a crowd of hundreds of Palestinians who were demonstrating against Israel's security barrier. The army calls the weapon the Scream. The device emits bursts of sound that cause an overwhelming sense of dizziness and nausea. According to a spokeswoman for the Israeli army, soldiers used the Scream after Palestinians began throwing rocks at the soldiers. And the army spokeswoman said the Scream could potentially be used this summer against Israeli settlers in the Gaza Strip if they resist evacuation.
Essentially, acoustic weapons generate their effects by directing bursts of very intense acoustic energy sound, if you like, at a target. And now this can either be a high-frequency sound, a very high-pitched sound, or it can be a very low-frequency sound to the point that you can't actually hear the sound. And the effect that both weapons produce is to vibrate the internal organs of the human body at a certain frequency to produce nausea, disorientation, dizziness, and that sort of thing.
Entonces el hecho de que un avión arrojase una bomba, pues ya se le daba una sensación de poder a la acción que ya apabullaba a la gente. Dicen, vienen los aviones y nos comen a todos. Y recuerdo eso, el impacto aquel de la bomba, una bomba. No debía ser de mucha potencia, pero el ruido fue ensordecedor.
There is something else there.
Hmm.
If you're over 25, then you probably just heard the sounds of the square outside of one theatre and a bit of hammering going on. But if you're lucky enough to be younger, you might have heard a bit of an unpleasant noise. The Wyvern Theatre has been using a clever piece of equipment that blasts out a mosquito noise that only youngsters can hear. They've been using it to annoy gangs who've been hanging around outside, and it looks like it's working. It's also being used as a ringtone for young people to use on their mobile phones. Its inventor is Howard Stapleton from Compound Security.
Babysitters to condition setters. We got implemented into the plant. The military intelligence people would come up there and say, hey, play music at this time, play loud. If you got to, take the megaphone, stick it right in front of the door, and turn it all the way up so the guy can't pray, you can't sleep, totally disoriented. So I played this song called Hip Hop Hooray over and over and over again. So Hip Hop Hooray, it sounded like. After a while, the Iraqis were saying, hey, ho, this is not working. So I changed it, and I put on heavy metal music. I put on Metallica, like Enter the Sandman. It's a very loud song. Then they were screaming like, ah, I don't like it. But after a while, they were numb to that. I guess they were so deaf from the guitar, the A chord, that they were able to, sleep. I go figure. Put a country music that way. They couldn't stand it. Like, oh my God, cut it off. By the time the interrogators would come to take them out the cells, they were more than ready to go.